I'm Kevin Coy with a European business update. Britain's top share index ended 8.9% lower Friday, contributing to a 24% slump for the week, the second biggest weekly fall ever as investors ran scared from the spectre of a full global recession. The FTSE 100 closed down 382 points at 3,932, its second biggest points loss ever, dropping below the 4,000 level for the first time in more than 5 years after its worst week since the crash of the October 1987. With another £90 billion wiped off the FTSE 100's value Friday, there was just one gainer, news and information provider Thomson Reuters, who traded higher by a penny. Banks were the top-weighted losers, with the FTSE 350 Banks Index shedding more than 11.5%. Barclays, Royal Bank of Scotland, HSBC were down 5.2%, while 3i Group shed 16.2%, and insurers Legal & General and Prudential lost 16.1% and 10.5% respectively. In Germany, the Xetra DAX ended Friday session lower by 342 points, or 7%, to close at 4,544. Paris's CAC 40 also closed heavily to the downside, with a loss of 266 points, or 7.7%, finishing at 3,176. The rest of the European bourses closed their respective sessions with losses ranging between 7 and 8%. Financials also headed on another slide on Wall Street, which sent the US benchmark S&P 500 index below the 900 level for the first time in 5 years, on fears tighter credit would spawn world recession. The volatility was unprecedented on Wall Street on Friday, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average posting a 1,000-point intraday trading range and bouncing in and out of positive territory. After a wild ride, the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the session down by 128 points at 8,451. A loss of around 18% on the week. The upcoming settlement of credit default swaps after the Lehman collapse is thought to be forcing some financials to sell equities to raise cash, something which analysts say would most likely continue into next week's trading. All eyes turn to the Asian markets then on Sunday night to see how they'll react to this weekend's meeting of the G7 finance ministers, to the 24% slump in Asian trading last week, and to news that Australia and New Zealand governments are to guarantee retail bank deposits. That's the latest from Europe. I'm Kevin Coy.